Kari Kullas, 1-1 in Tampere. What makes you so good in here?
I don't know if everyone knows, but I think most of the MX guys know Lommel track. I think Lommel is the key. I've been living in Lommel 15 years. I ride in the winter, I like rain, mud, and we had quite soft track this year. So the ruts were quite key, and you had to be precise, and that's also my strong point, that I'm consistent. So yeah, all these difficult conditions, and I like supers also. So all these things together, I think that helped a lot, and just enjoyed the riding. Also the crowd was amazing. We had a great crowd again after a few years. So really enjoyed my time here in Tampere. And I think it was first time I won the head-to-head, at least two times. Yeah. I think I haven't won that many times, so it was perfect weekend with qualifying wins and all the fastest laps in my group and today, and head-to-head wins, heat race wins, and both finals. So yeah, great event, and happy to leave one piece and with the wins.
In the last final, at Saturday final, you crashed in the first turn. You were dead last, so far behind the other guys, and still managed to win. How did you do that?
Yeah, I just, I tried to ride, and we had like nice long race, 20 laps. So it was long race, so I just never gave up and just did my laps, tried to be consistent but aggressive and make aggressive fast passes, and it was good. Not any big mistakes, was good, and managed to pass every guy quite fast. And when I got to third, I passed Zaragoza quite quick, and then I saw Clayson there, so managed to pass him like quite easy in the whoops, after the whoops. Yeah. So he thought I was closer, so it was good, and I managed to pass, and charged till the finish flag, but I thought we had like a couple laps to go, but I had enough time at least.
Thanks a lot, Harri. We'll let you go to the fans.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Kate Clayson, second night in Tampere and second place. You're smiling a bit, but I'm getting a feeling that you're not completely happy.
Yeah, I made a couple mistakes there towards the end of the main, and I think if I don't make those, he doesn't get quite close enough to pass me. He was going way faster than me. I mean, he deserved to win. I mean, he crashed in the first turn and still won. I never really got comfy. I mean, I changed basically everything I could on my bike to try and make it softer and a little bit better. But it was just trying to find comfort and speed at the same time on such a, I mean, the track just broke down. When the track was smooth, I could go faster than I think anybody out there. Yeah. But once it got rough, it was hard for me.
Your second time in Finland, how would you compare these races?
They were both great. I mean, the crowd was great both times. It's crazy because the first time I came, it was a hard pack track, and this time I came, and it was like super soft and gummy. So I guess round three, I'll just have to expect everything.
Yeah.
So, I had a lot of fun. The teams, every time I've came over here, have been awesome, taking very good care of me, and giving me the equipment I need, and just lots of second places. I think I got second in every heat race I did. And second in the main, and yesterday sucked just because I, had that off-track excursion, which I'm glad you got on film. I had a great time.
Have you been in contact with Alex Ray this weekend?
He was in our group chat. He was giving me a lot of crap because there was no podium finish yesterday. So it'll be a little bit better. I mean, it's not, he's beaten Kerry, and I've only beaten Harry once out of the four nights I've raced here. So, I still want the number one plate, I guess. I'm going to have another second place to put on the shelf.
So what about tonight? We won't tell Sarah, your wife, but are you going to an after party?
Oh, yeah, we're definitely going to the after party, and she knows it. So I got to stay up late tonight, so then I'm on schedule when I get home. So, it's cool. I'm happy. I get to go home and see her, and then she gets to go with me to Australia for the last WSX round, and she doesn't get to go to many races with me. So it's cool that when I get home, she gets to come with.
What's your plans for next year?
So I'm on the PRMX Cowie team again. They've been awesome. They were awesome to let me race WSX. They were really cool with me coming here and just keeping racing, right? They don't even have my new 24 for next year yet. They're waiting for those to come in. So it was just cool to have a bike to ride all summer that wasn't on their dime either. So it just worked out really well, and I got to keep racing against good dudes. And I think I might be able to start riding it this week when I get back. If not, I'll start as soon as I get back from Australia. So yeah, I'm excited for that. All 17 Supercrosses, and then I think we're going to try and hit some U.S. outdoors and then some Canadian Nationals and stuff like that.
Cool. Thanks, Cage.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Jorge Zaragoza, Tampere Supercross done and dusted. What's your feelings?
I'm feeling super good. I finished today in three position again. I make the whole shot, I lead some laps, and yeah, I enjoy it so much.
Let's talk about your starts. We have to talk about those. Awesome starts. Is that because of the bike or because of the rider or combination?
I think both. No, but the bike is super good for the starts, and yeah, my reaction was also good. So yes, was good to make the whole shot again.
Obviously, the whole shot. Then you led a couple of laps, and Clayson passed you. What were your thoughts on then?
Yes, I was. I don't know how many laps I was on the lead, and then yeah, Clayson was coming really strong, and he passed me. And I tried to follow him, but also the last laps, the track was very, very tough. And yeah. Also Harry came like yeah. So fast because, yeah, he's so strong and he have all the crew with him. And yeah, I say, okay, today I finished three and I'm happy with that.
Talk about your Stark bike a little bit. In the corners, it seems to corner really well, as we all know. It does so, but for me, it looked like you kind of struggles in the whoops. The other top guys were a little bit faster in the whoops. What do you think about that?
No, the truth is that all the night I was feeling very good on the whoops. Just on the last 10 laps, because I was looking myself, you know, that I was struggling a little bit in all the track, not only in the whoops. So I say, okay, I'm going to try not mistakes. Okay. I'm going to go safe for the whoops. And that's all, because I think the first lap it was like very good on the whoops.
Yeah.
And at the end I just say, think with your head and finish the race.
Your first time in Finland, how was the trip to Finland?
I came, you know, for MXGP. No, an MXGP also.
MXGP, yeah.
Yeah, and when I was young, I love to come here and to this kind of events even more.
How did you like the crowd? Can you hear the fans?
Yes, for sure. Was crazy all night.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jorge.
Thank you very much for everything.
Chase Mark here. Second night in Tampere done. In the final, in the early beginnings, you looked really good, but then you crashed.
Yeah, we had a good run going. I think I ran fourth most of the race. Felt good, felt comfortable, really, and actually had a little gap behind me, and all was great. And then I just jumped in the corner before the finish line, and I just kind of stuck, and I just stalled the bike. I didn't crash, and I sat there and tried to refire it. It was a little antsy at first, kept it in gear, should have just took the time, put it in neutral at first, and it probably would have started quicker. Got going pretty far back, made a few more passes, and that was all she wrote. So that was unfortunate, but you know what? We had an amazing time, and just stoked to be here.
After yesterday, you told that the track wasn't, the material was kind of tacky and it was hard for you. Today, the track seemed a little bit harder, was it?
Yeah, the dirt was a little bit harder today, a little bit more packed in. And then the whoops were a little bit bigger today, I felt, which I liked it a little bit better because I felt like it was one of my strong points. All around, I felt a little bit more energized today. I had another good night of sleep last night. And yeah, I felt strong all day. It was unfortunate I couldn't finish the main how I wanted.
Your first time in Finland, how has the trip been so far?
First time in Finland's been amazing. The people are amazing, the food's good. Just stoked on how everyone's treating me, and yeah, hope to come back again.
I also heard that you are going to stay here for a couple of days.
Yep, me and the wife are going to go down to Helsinki and do a little exploring the next 2 days. So yeah, we're excited for that.
Cool. Hopefully we'll see you back here next year also.
Yeah, if I get invited, you know I'll be here.
Thanks, man.
Yep, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Just got right after day two. You're smiling.
Yes, a little bit more smiles today. It was just a better day today. Qualified P2. That was really good. Only 0.1 off Harris, and went 3-4 in the heats. So not too bad. And then fifth in the main event. So definitely a better day.
Yeah.
Just felt more comfortable. The track was a little better. It was better in some areas. Definitely a little softer in some as well. But it was definitely a fun day.
If you think about the whole race? What surprised you the most racing in here?
Man, just the intensity of these guys. Like Hari, he's unbelievable. Just he even crashed on that last race and still caught us all. Like how he does that. I even talked to him, I'm like, your momentum speed is so good. Even the 142 guy, he is really fast as well. I'm guessing those are the two main guys here. And I was really impressed. And everyone's so nice, too. Like, Hari's one of the nicest guys. So we all talk, we all hang out. So I think it's going to be a fun party tonight, too.
So talk about the party. We all know that Alex Rey has been the party king here. But are you going to take his place?
It depends on how much I drink. We're definitely going to have some fun. I'm going to go out, try to see some of these Finnish girls, see how they are, and see what we can do.
Hey, hopefully we'll see you back here also.
I think I'll be coming back.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Johan Kross, friend of Finnish fans. How was the race?
Yeah, I don't know if today was the best best friend. No, just joking. And it was like yesterday. It was a little struggling day for me. Little bit like yesterday. I felt a little bit more comfy. We had like too many problems. The bike was stalling all the time. I had a big crash on the LCQ because the bike just shut off in the off before the finish line.
Okay.
Yesterday we had that problem, but only when Wes really warmed the bike. And they changed the ECU in some parts from the electric thing, but it was still doing. So I was a little scared in the last heat and also in the main, but I was like, okay, at least try to finish and, you know, try to make the laps and train. You know, like the track was challenging. I love it when it's like this. I always do good, like in Indy and these places, like the places that I do the main. But it's like this, you know, like I can't complain because I wasn't fit enough for fight those guys this year. So, one more year. Hope next time will be better because how we said yesterday, I think it's my worst result for sure here. I think like before, almost every year I won at least head to head or did some podiums, but not this time. So we'll have to train more for next season and have fun.
And now your dad, how's daddy life?
Just started 1 week ago, so I'm taking like the 7 a.m. flight for try to be quick
home. No after party.
No after party. I'm a daddy now. No, I mean, if I had my flight like normally, I like in a regular timing. We always like to go out a little bit and you know see everyone, but you know it's time to be father those days, especially now. You know, like it's born like 1 week ago now, so get ready for Paris. I will do Paris 2 next week, so I need to train some this week.
Cool, thanks a lot, Johan.
Yeah, thank you, guys. See you next year.
Luke Nies, second day in Tampere, done and dusted. What's your feelings?
Pretty happy with the night. Qualifying didn't go too well. I was a little stiff this morning getting out of bed and stuff, so from yesterday, just the crash and everything, but after work, the kinks out and stuff, it actually ended up being a good night. So I'm pretty pumped on a fourth. I wish I could have got third, but shoulda, woulda, coulda. So, but
talk about the whole experience. You came here. Obviously, Kate mentioned it to you a week ago in Abu Dhabi. And what was your thinking then?
I was like, definitely. Why not? I get to go race in Finland, so on a Fanuc. So I was like, let's do it. So he helped me book my flight for me, and after that, we're on our way to Finland. So, I was really excited to come do it though.
Talk about the bike. Obviously, you have been riding with Yamaha before, and now, but it's 250 that you have been riding. But now you hopped on completely stock Fantic with stock suspension, and you got the starting device. That was the only thing. Was it hard for you because of the completely stock bike?
Not too bad. I've been on a 250 for a little bit, so it's pretty close to similar. Just with the dirt a little bit, being a little bit stickier than kind of back home, it made it a little different for me. But other than that, I mean, I hopped right on. It was pretty comfy. I've rode a 450 back home just for a couple weeks after the first WSX round. So I was somewhat used to it, and it just took me a couple laps to get used to it, and I was good with it. So
Saturday night to after party?
I don't know. We'll see. Kate's trying to talk me into it, and after having a good night, I think we might have to.
obviously, all of us know Alex Rey's accomplishments in the after parties. Do you think that you can top those?
Oh, definitely not. Not even close. Not even close. Nah, we won't be going that far. Just maybe getting a little loose so we can sing some karaoke. So that's probably about it, though.
Thanks, Luke.
Yeah, thank you.